الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال تعالى: فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As explained, we tried to explain yesterday that namaz is a very great gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is a combination, a conglomeration of all the ibadat of the creation of Allah ta'ala. The mountains, the animals, all the creation of Allah. And it is a conglomeration and a combination of all our ibadat also. All namaz, there is iman in our namaz. We read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify to the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is zikr in namaz. There is zakat in namaz. And as zakat purifies our wealth, if we make our namaz properly, zakat purifies the wealth, and then barakat is given in that wealth of that person, and it is protected also. So if we make our namaz properly, it is the zakat of our ruh. And the ruh will be purified. All the things of this dunya which are coming on the ruh, and the ruh becoming rusty, the ruh becoming dead, like in a sleepy mode or in a coma, all that will be removed. And barakat will also be given. And also it will be protected. The ruh will be in charge. Unfortunately, at the moment, all of us, if we just have to understand it, we will understand that our nafs, our body is controlling the ruh. We are doing things for our body's sake, the comfort, ease of our body. We don't even think about the ruh. So namaz, it will purify all that. Namaz is the zakat also. And as in zakat we have to spend money, here also we have to spend money for our cleanliness, everything. Zakat is our hajj also. Hajj basically is making intention of Baytullah Sharif. Here is the zat, the being of Allah Ta'ala. Now if we get that also correct, a great help and benefit will come in our namaz. If we make the intention, I'm just making the namaz for the pleasure of Allah. We all want the love of Allah, the closeness of Allah. Every namaz we have to make that intention, that I'm making this namaz for your pleasure, to gain closeness to you. Normally if we are making intention, I'm just making my faras 4 rakats. But the intention, one great buzur who should take time in his niyat. A young person asked him, "You take so long before you start." He said, "I'm gone old." This was his humbleness, that it takes me long in order to get into lane. That I'm going to Allah Ta'ala now. And one is a person doesn't think anything and he just starts his namaz. And he doesn't think anything and he finishes his namaz also. And he knows his whole namaz he didn't think. Not of Allah Ta'ala, not of anything. And unfortunately, most of us, that is our condition. So that also we have to correct. Then namaz is also a combination and conglomeration of all the ibadat of all the malaika. There are those malaika who are continuously, whole life of theirs, in a standing position. Others in a ruku position. Others just in a sajda position. Others in qu'ud, in a sitting position. All that together for this ummah, Allah gave us in 2 rakats of namaz, which takes us about 3 minutes or so, and all the ibadat of the creation, all the ibadat of the malaika, all the other ibadat of our ibadat, Allah has put it in 2 rakats of namaz. Really, we should be so thankful to Allah for this. Just for namaz, if we make shukr to Allah. Also, if we can, when we start our namaz, before starting, as we're standing up, just make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us this great gift of namaz. And you are giving a person like me the opportunity to be making this namaz. Namaz is really the work of the malaika, the work of the anbiya. Where are people like us? Like one person, in a joking way, said, you asked him, what will you have to eat? He says, for us, chicken is all right, roast is all right. Great buzurgs, they have simple food, dar. They have all that. So that is for great, great buzurgs. But for us, chicken, roast is all right for us. So where are we fit for this namaz? We don't come anywhere near. Really, we should be shy that we entering the house of Allah. Like a person who is guilty of all the crimes and found guilty, and everyone in the world knows he's guilty. And he's coming to the palace and he's walking with his head up. He has to be so shy and so frightened. I don't know where to hide my face. In that way we should be coming, that fear. And how many buzurgs, when they entered the house of Allah, that fear and awe overtook them. But we don't think of anything. So anyway, namaz is a great gift. Namaz is that one faridah of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah did not make farz on the surface of the earth. Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for mi'raj. And where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't go also, nobody ever went to that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the only one who was honored with this great, great sharaf and honor. And there Allah Ta'ala made namaz farz for the ummah. So this is also, what a great thing. Iman was also made farz on the surface of the earth. The command of roza, fasting also came here. Hajj also, everything else. But namaz, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in a what a fashion, the whole mi'raj, the sum total of mi'raj is namaz, the gift of namaz. And how the whole mi'raj, how it took place, and what a miraculous way. If the journey itself, the time in which it was done itself, everything so miraculous. And really all this was to give us the gift of namaz. And then again, this namaz that was brought to us was brought by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If anyone brings a gift for you, and the gift might be small also, might be insignificant, but the person who brings it is a very great and honorable person. So you will appreciate it according to that. And yeah, the gift also is the greatest gift. After Iman, the greatest gift is the gift of namaz, and brought by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time to us, namaz that has been brought to us by the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, by the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, the great, great ulama, awliya, the great, great mashayikh. How much shouldn't we be appreciating? Really, if we think, even if I think I'm a good namazi, but what appreciation did we show for such a gift that came in this way to us? How much do we appreciate? How much do we be, are eager when namaz time comes? And that I'm now going, I'm being taken. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hu. Main laak samjha asrar-e-muhabbat, main nahi samjha, main samjhaya gaya hu. What did we do? And Allah has given us, really, how much do we appreciate this namaz? We make the namaz at home, how lot we should appreciate it, nafal namaz. We come to the masjid, we make our farz in the masjid. What a great thing. We go to Medina Sharif in Masjid and Nabawi, we get the honor of making namaz. We go to Haram Sharif and the honor of making namaz in the Haram. What a great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we haven't paid attention to this. And this I'm speaking amongst us, yeah. Not those who are not making namaz. Not those who are casual namazis, only for Eid, only for Jummah or something. We who would like to think that we are namazis, this is our poor condition. So namaz is a very, very great gift. Allah Ta'ala had ordained originally, in the knowledge of Allah, it was 5 times namaz. But Allah first made 50 namazes for us. and gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah reduced it, and that also Allah knows in His wisdom, 5 by 5, until the 5 were left. And so if it was 50, one lesson that we learn from there, that means the whole 24 hours we should be in namaz. Because roughly for a namaz, to prepare, make the namaz, everything, roughly about half an hour or so. So 50 namazes would be 25 hours. So just perhaps under half an hour for each namaz makes it. So really, and that would be the explanation of the ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not been created for earning our rosy. Allah Ta'ala says that, command your family, وَعْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, that you command your family to make namaz and be firm, rigid on it. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا, we are not asking you to earn. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ, the rosy is our responsibility. We will give you the rosy. So rosy, and whoever had chosen that path of getting his rosy through salah, Allah gave him from sources that he was not indebted to a boss also. He was not indebted to his customers also. He's not indebted to anyone from Allah Ta'ala. He's indebted to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gave him that much which through your work you cannot earn. How much you can earn through our working, how much we can earn through being in contact with Allah, on taqwa, on turning to Allah, Allah will give. And that is a rule till today also. Allah will give a person on his namaz. Allah will give a person on taqwa. Allah will give a person on his connection with Allah, that which nobody, he himself can't dream about also. And the other thing is, that which Allah will give, then it will be used in the correct way also. It will not go in casinos. It will not go in holiday resorts. It will not go in premiums of insurance policies. It will not go in the fashion of the animals of the West. It will not be go in the wrong way at all. It will go in such sources back to Allah Ta'ala. Spend it in the right places. And it will be there for us forever in Akhirat. And that is what is really rosy. There's big, big amounts. A person is earning 20 rand, he's asking more, he wants a zero added. So it becomes 200. He's earning 200 and he's asking for more, he's asking for another zero. So it becomes 2,000, 20,000, and a zero is zero. With all that kind of income, you are zero stuck. And when you earn, one person, alim, who was not making ends meet, he spoke to his sheikh. His sheikh said, have your salary cut down half. And then, it was more problems. So he told his sheikh, he says, what are you doing? An additional job. Cut out the additional job. Just be teaching. And then he saw the barakat that came. When his salary was cut half, he gave up his additional job. But now he was trained and doing it in the right way. The barakat he got now, it was sufficient for him and to help out other people also. When Allah gives that rosy on the taqwa, on namaz what Allah gives, then you will be surprised that when your money was short for you, but now you are in a hand looking to help other people. Where can I give this one? Who can I give? Where can I give? And you will be wanting to send to Akhirat. So this is that gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So this gift of namaz is a very, very great, to take from the unlimited, unseen, unlimited resources of Allah is namaz. A person turns to namaz and he will be taking from the unlimited resources of Allah Ta'ala. And so it is, and this is an opportunity for every individual. You don't have to have any qualifications. You don't have to have anything that qualifies you, any family you belong to, or that you have to be an alim, or you have to be a hafiz, or anything. No, anyone can become a musalli, in the true sense of the word. Not the musalli that not even a fly, nothing, and you are scratching here half of your namaz. You are playing with your topi half of the namaz. Not that kind of a namaz. Anyone who makes his namaz and his thoughts The outward actions are a proof of what is going on inside. If we are playing with the beard in the mask, or whatever else we are doing, and the thoughts, what they thoughts, what come in the namaz. If a namaz becomes a namaz, One time, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali, very great alim, was Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Before the partition of India and Pakistan from Jalandhar in Punjab, he came, he invited Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali to have programs at his place. So he asked, respect, he came himself to fetch Maulana. Maulana was of that great caliber. When they were going, those days train travel, and on the way, the engine of the train used to be changed. It happened that at that place, it was Fajr time also. So they got off to make Fajr. And Maulana, they made him the Imam, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah. And this was one of his great, great qualities that he possessed. Namaz, total absorption in namaz. He didn't know what's happening in the world. When as soon as he lifted his hand, he was out of this world. So they made namaz on the platform. And with them were a few other people also. Their work got finished. It was Friday morning. And Maulana read with Itminan, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And not how when we read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, we are going to read long. And to make it easy on the Musallis, we just go fast. But Maulana read in his way. And Surah Dahar. And in the meantime, that engine got changed. And the train hoots before it leaves. The conductor came to them, stood by them, the train is going to leave now. Some of them were behind, they broke their namaz, which is permissible in such a condition also. And because their goods were on the train, so they went on the train. But Maulana carried on, and Maulana Khair Muhammad also stood. And afterwards, few times the conductor is saying, the hoot of the train went, the whistle they blow, and Maulana was just carrying on. The train left and went away. After Maulana finished, Maulana Khair Muhammad said, Hazrat, on such a condition, we could have read short surahs also. We are musafir also. He says, I also know the masala. And I also know the masala. We can break your namaz in such a condition. You are permitted to. But I didn't hear one thing that happened. So that type of namaz, where are we from that kind of a namaz? Maulana was really gifted with that. I mentioned it to one of Maulana's grandchildren, and he said that Hazrat was he was just gifted with that. His son Maulana Asad Madani Rahmatullah Ali and his first wife also had some portion of that, that they would be devoted to their namaz. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, for our inspiration and to take a lesson. Once in the UP houses, they have what they call a chabutra, a little like a raised platform, where usually the family will sit and have their meals also. The namazes ladies will make on there also. So Maulana made the sunnat of Zohar on there. And Maulana loved greenery. So there were some vines. That is what grows, vines. So it was all around. And a snake came from there, and it was about 30 centimeters from the head of Maulana. And the family saw this, so they became agitated, excited, and woman couldn't really do anything. So from the road, they called some people. They came in, and they killed the snake. And in the process, of course, the hue and cry and noise that happened also. And in the process, some of the leaves broke and got scattered around. Maulana finished his namaz and he said, who broke these leaves? Because he left the greenery. Why they broke the leaves? Who broke it here? He said, Maulana, Allah have mercy on you. Don't you know what happened? He said, what happened? He said, snake was right above your head and people came from outside and killed it. He said, I don't know one thing. And even after now knowing he wasn't disturbed, quietly he went for his Farz namaz. We will now go and take a rest. Oh, what I got saved from and what the ordeal and what. Quietly he went for his Farz namaz with Jamaat. This was the condition. So where are we? So this namaz requires this from us. We have to work. Allah gave us this opportunity of this i'tikaf of Ramadan. Yeah, it is. We make our ibadat also, which is maqsood and an objective. But really to bring deen into our life. And this is what is bringing deen into our life. Our namazes. That's why we have got Anwarus Salah. And Mi'rajul Mu'min doing it. Mi'rajul Dakr also, and then all masail about namaz, which are absolutely essential also. And all that, hopefully all are coming and listening and taking the benefit of it. Not just that a program is being done, but that we are taking the benefit also. And then we'll do practical namaz also. So all this, if we can, even if we just get some idea of namaz when we leave here, and just that little bit desire that I can make such a namaz. If making it may come later, but just that desire to have. This we are, our condition generally is like a person goes to a doctor's surgery and the doctor examines him and prescribes medicine, tells him you must have this blood test done, you must go for these tests, some x-ray, some sauna, whatever else. And he comes out from the surgery and in the waiting room he meets an old friend of his. And he gives his hand and they are shaking and they are talking. And after that, he does nothing about all that. He doesn't get the medicine, he doesn't do the test, nothing he does. Really, we come for a bayan. We have come for 1 month intensive care unit. But when we go from here, we forget everything. All the prescriptions that were given, we hardly noted them or anything. And we don't practice upon them. How can such a person get any benefit? And on each day when we go home and we meet with the family and we start talking and discussing everything, whole month, whatever, everything, forget the whole month. Now, after bayan, we just forget everything. Whatever has, we don't even know what was prescribed. And anyone who has to ask us, how was the bayan? Very good. What was said? Oh, I forgot. How many? One lady in Azadwal, Allah give them all Jannah, they have passed away. She should ask her husband every morning with the Quran tarjuma we should have, that what was said today. And eventually he had to listen very properly, because he knows that he'll have to go and repeat it. But at the beginning, a very good tarjuma. Oh, Quran, what was said? I don't know what was said. I forgot what was said. We just forget, we don't. The Quran doesn't, our deen has got not a zero preference. No, it doesn't appear on our agenda. And we are those who are, think of ourselves as good Muslims. We are in Sunnah, we are in Jamaat, we are in the Khanqah, we are alims, we are qaris, we are hafizes. This is our condition. So anyway, namaz is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. It is the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Today when a person gets his phone and he gets some connection and he puts on a new app and he can now do so many things with it, he feels, oh wow, what a great benefit. I've got this kitab on my phone, I've got this, I've got... This is our connection with the greatest of the great. And to make any connection with anyone, yeah, people, like small people like us, some people feel that they have to speak somebody to make to come and speak to us. Where there is no necessity, you can go yourself directly, you speak. And if it's like the counselor of the town, of the ward, then it's not just so easy to get to him. The mayor of the town or any other counselor in the town, not so easy, there is protocol. And if you want to get through to the person in charge of the whole province, there will be so much protocol. And to get through to the president of the country, how lot of protocol. Yet to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has commanded us to come to Him. And Allah has made the muazzin call out 5 times a day, that come now my bandas, I'm waiting for you. Allah is waiting for us. And Allah will give attention to everyone, full attention. At the same time, Allah is that great being. He will give full attention to everyone. Not that now there is a rush, now I just have to speak quickly. I only got 5 minutes. Now, as long as you want to, you can speak to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that great being. And He has given us this opportunity. And He calls us to the masajid. The most beloved places on the whole surface of the earth are the masajid. And Allah calls us to those most beloved places for the most beloved ibadat of namaz, which is a direct communication with Allah. Namaz is food for the ruh. As we eat food for the body, which we are all very particular. I must have my food like this. I'm a diabetic, I've got diet food, everything of mine, it must be like this, like that. We are so particular. But the food of the Ruh, which is the controller, the Ruh, our Ruh is our life. Our life, we are killing our life. And we are giving our dead body, we are giving the food. And all the type of food, what we really, everything, the desserts and the savouries and the starters and whatever we can think, the main cause, everything, so much we pay attention. But for the food of the Ruh, that we don't pay any attention. In the, what happens in the process, we have the Ruh has become dehydrated. The Ruh has become gone in a coma. He's gone so weak. The Ruh is seeing what is happening, but it can't do anything. It's gone so weak that I know my eyes are out of control. And the Ruh doesn't like it, but the Ruh can't control it. It has gone so weak. The food, the greatest food Allah gave for the Ruh. But we are not doing that. And if a person is eating his food, but he's not eating the right food, he's not eating it properly. For example, a person is having his meal, but he's like lying on the bed and having it. That food is going to cause him more harm. How is he going to digest this, lying on the bed and having it? We're making our namaz, those of us who are making, but no thought of namaz. Our outward postures are not correct also. And the starting point of our namaz, our feet, that must be 4 fingers apart for the ahnaf. And 4 fingers apart at the toes also, at the heels also. And if we do that, automatically, direction of Qibla will be there. But our legs, they are more apart by the toes than by the heels. So they are facing east and west. So we are not facing Qibla with our legs also. And as we know, those places of security like banks, etc., they have that little cubicle which you enter. You enter from the one door until your legs are not on the right place, the front door won't open. So yeah, in namaz, if our legs are not in the right place, then we can't take off in our namaz. Namaz, as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj, the meeting of Allah Ta'ala. But we are not standing in the right place, so we can't take off. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that for so many people their namaz don't go one hand span above the head. We were going to take off Mi'raj, far more higher than what an aeroplane flies, far more higher than a rocket reaches. Our every namaz is Mi'raj to reach the Arsh of Allah. And in sajda, we are in sajda by Allah Ta'ala. But our namaz doesn't take off because our legs are not right. And secondly, we have to lift our hand. Most of us also, we don't lift the hand correctly. Many people just do this. Otherwise, they just come to in line with the chin, like this here. Or we sometimes like this here, not facing the Qibla. Whereas the hands must be just as normal, you keep your fingers. But, and best is to touch the lobes of the ears also. So we surrender in this way to Allah Ta'ala. Then the next after that is the fastening of the hand. And most of us are also negligent in that. Our Shaykh Rahimahullah used to explain, it doesn't happen at the moment now, but when there wasn't all this COVID and this all regulations in the aeroplane, they should show you on the screen that how your seat belt, it just fits in snugly one into the other. And very, very neatly it comes. Like that should be our hands in namaz. But mostly you see this hand is lying down. And this hand is like this, like in a casual way. We haven't got the least faint idea in front of whom are we standing. In front of an ordinary person, we should still show whatever respects according to the person. In front of Arhamur Rahimeen, in front of Ahkumul Hakimeen, the greatest. And we're standing like just casually, like we are standing on a street corner in a cafe or somewhere. And we are talking with our friends and like that. The way we stand so casually in our namaz. And unfortunately, the thought doesn't come to correct it also. These 3 fingers must be properly here. The thumb and the small finger must hold the here by the wrist. And this hand must be behind this hand here. Like this it should be. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward him, he taught us practical namaz also on many occasions. And he should say, when you now fasten your hand, you have to fasten it under the navel. But you don't have to look for your navel. You just drop it down fully, as much as it can go. Automatically Allah made it. Otherwise, Hazrat should say in his wonderful, jovial way, people will say, what's wrong with these Muslims? When they start their namaz, the first thing they're looking for their navel. Everyone looking for his navel. No, you just drop your hands down. So everything, and then all the postures of namaz. Our ruku, how many of us, ruku is not correct. And we don't try. And don't wait for old age, then we're going to. Old age, unfortunately, you just are beset with so many handicaps. Now you can't get up. You should just get up with the support of your hands on your knees. But in old age, you can't do that. And all extra actions in namaz, amal-e kathir will break namaz. But any amal which is not of the type, the qabil of namaz, avoid it completely. Like even just scratching one time also. Try and avoid it completely. Anything like that. So we should try, or when you do amal-e kathir, it will break namaz. And the definitions are all explained by the ulama and the fuqaha. But basically, try and do nothing, and no motion, no action, which is not of namaz. Like scratching, etc., anything like that. Putting your hand down and getting up, and also sitting on the chair and making namaz. Whoever is sitting on a chair must get sanction from a mufti. Don't make your own decision, now I can't manage it anymore. How much are we supposed to endure? What? That ask a mufti. Let him tell you, now you are excused. You can sit on the chair. But don't on our own. Even our nafal namazes or anything, do it as we are supposed to do. And so any action which is not of namaz, we should avoid that completely. So our namaz must be done properly. So namaz is a great gift from Allah. It is that gift from Allah which Allah has given us, that whatever your need is, that you don't have to go to anyone else, you come to Allah Ta'ala. And we all will say that's the demand of Iman. But unfortunately, I have a medical problem, I will exhaust the medical field completely. And involve so much of money. Legal problem, the whole legal field. Whatever field it is, if it's a financial thing, with financial people, and the business people, and you have your financial advisors, they guide you how to manage your finances, and how to grow your investments. If they really knew, they should do it for themselves first. They shouldn't come and work for you for 1,000 rand an hour or something. If they could make their money grow so much, they should do theirs first. But they're just fooling us all the time. The psychiatrist, according to Guinness Book of Record, the highest amount of people who commit suicide are psychiatrists. If they could solve your problem, they should first solve their problem. But the most people who are committing suicide are they. The highest rate of suicide are the psychiatrists. So they can't do anything. Our solution is in the masjid. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, no food in the house. So he came to the masjid, made namaz, made dua, went home, food came? No. Back to the masjid, second, third time, went back. Yes, food came, already cooked. And that is food of Jannat which Allah sends. With namaz and taqwa, we won't get this dunya's food, which is all now so adulterated also. And what you call this new? All this junk food also, and what? Yeah, all this modified and all that. You don't know what you're eating. Eggs which are made in a laboratory. Mutton which is made in a laboratory. What is all that? The rice what we are eating, Allah make raham. The fruit that we are eating, we are so happy, we're getting so sweet fruit. But all modified things. Allah will give you, when you turn to Allah, food of Jannat Allah will give you. In this world, Allah Ta'ala will give. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like in any marriage, little ups and downs come in every marriage. Any problem, straight to the masjid. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. He made so much namaz, he got tired. He was lying down. Nabi said, Ibn Turab, O the son of sand, you are lying on the sand. The masjid was the sand there, and after all our carpets and all that. And so he solved all his problems in the masjid. Not of marriage counselors. And how many marriage counselors themselves start marrying the poor people who come for to solve their problems? They marry them, or they have affairs with them afterwards. Now, come to the masjid. The masjid is the place to sort out the problem. So Allah gave us this great gift. Whatever problem you got, that person, that porter who was going and used to take people and used to kill them, rob them and kill them. When that person turned to Allah Ta'ala, Allah sent. And all he said, when we made two rakats of namaz, he made. And Allah sent his aid to him. So this is what we require. So this is that great gift Allah Ta'ala has given us. Then Allah gave us, Allahu Akbar. We know for our body, we have our breakfast, then we have a 10 o'clock tea, then we have lunch, then we have afternoon tea, then we have supper, then we have a nightcap. The body needs much more. So Allah Ta'ala gave us tahajjud, get ready for the big meal of fajr. And then Allah gave us fajr, then Allah gave us ishraq, then Allah gave us chashd, then Allah gave us zuhr, our lunch, and have it properly with all the savouries and everything. The sunnat-e mu'akkada before, and like with fruit also, that have your fruit first before your food. When on an empty stomach, the food has the best effect. So make your four sunnat-e mu'akkada first, that food for the soul. Have that first. Then make your faraz, your main course meal. Then finish it up with your dessert and with your other whatever, ice cream or what else afterwards. Finish it up then with that little bit sauf and sukmuk and that. Make your nafals also. Make your whole namaz properly, the food for the soul. Have your complete meal. Have your afternoon tea, your asr namaz. And that also with the tea and the biscuits, your four sunnats also. And then you have your maghrib, your supper for the night, and preparation. And then you have a good meal, your isha, proper meal for the whole night. So that your body, and then see where your ruh is in at night. Then see what dreams also you get. Otherwise, whole night you are having nightmares. But you gave the food, the soul, the body, and now that with that food, now the soul will be making tawaf by the arsh of Allah. And you will be surprised and pleasantly surprised what beautiful dreams also you see. And what happiness you will feel in your heart. And then you get up for your tahajjud again. All this is the food for the soul. And if we're giving it, the food to the soul, and we are taking it also in the proper way, not lying down on bed and then eating. That is going to cause you more harm. Or you're sitting on a chair also, at a table, and on a chair with the arm rest, and you are leaning at the back and you are eating. No, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sat on the floor, and he would like crouch over the food. And in that way he used to eat. So eat the food also in the correct way. Eat it in the correct place also. If we are having food, usually we explain here that Haji Bhai Abdul Wahhab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin, he told us when we were there that the buzurgs of the past, whenever they wanted to lessen the zikr of any murid for any reason, like pride coming in him, or he hasn't got the capacity to do so much zikr, he hasn't got that physical strength to do so much zikr, and he was one person, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali prescribed his zikr. He went and increased it from 100 to 2000. It had such an effect on him, he went and dropped himself in the well. They saved him at that. Hazrat reprimanded him. I told you to do 100, 200 times zikr. Why did you on your own go and do so much? If you should have died here, and a court case, so you should be here, and then a whole khanka should be implicated, the person has committed suicide here, what all that. So our zikr, whenever they wanted to lessen it, all they used to do is give him food to eat, which is from the shops, from the bazaar. From just the effect of that food, and his zikr used to come less automatically. One good friend of ours, he went in Jamaat to Pakistan many years later, and many years ago from now too. When he came back, he phoned me, he told me, "You always used to tell us this, we witnessed it personally. There was one Sati in our Jamaat who used to cry so much in his namaz, in his du'as, really just connected with Allah. He had nothing to do with us or anything. He was just with Allah. And we feared he's going to die. The amount he used to cry, sob and cry and plead to Allah Ta'ala. So we got worried. So one village we went to, the elders of Jamaat work, we told them, we've got this problem, this person crying so much, and how much he's sobbing and crying, like he's going to die. And the whole Jamaat is parishan, whole night he's crying, and we can't sleep. So they said, solution very simple. Take him to a shop, a tea shop, and just let him have tea there. And if you find a tea shop where music is playing, take him there. They took him there, and abad. After that, all is nothing, no crying. Just that one cup tea with that music around, and finished. All his kaifiyat went away. So, and we go and eat at the restaurant, and we are served with by ladies. And even if we are in the aeroplane, and the hostesses are serving us, also keep your limit if you have to. Keep your eyes down. Don't engage with them in any way whatsoever. Just talking with them and asking unnecessarily, bring me this and bring me that. All that, we should avoid it. And then if there's music around, we are such, for our need, we go to supermarkets. And there is intermingling so much that takes place there. The music which is playing there, but it doesn't affect our iman. If a person goes out where the wind is blowing and a sandstorm, he automatically is going to put his hands on his eyes. He's going to take a scarf and close his eyes. But the sandstorms of Bay Imani, but it doesn't affect us. We don't even think anything happened. Hey, when the heart is black, then even more blackness comes, it doesn't make any difference. We don't feel anything. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should go to Mewat of those days. Not Mewat of today, still even today Mewat, but of those days. But when he should come back, he should feel the darkness on his heart. And he only went exclusively for deen's work, not for any business or not any meeting family, just for deen's work. But he could feel the effect. And immediately he should go to the khankas of Raipur, Gango, Saharanpur, and wash away that effect. Or he should sit in i'tikaf in Nizamuddin. And for 5 days, 6 days, he should sit in i'tikaf to wash off that. We don't feel anything. No tawbah. We don't even think about it. We travel in an aeroplane, 1 hour flight, 8 hour flight, 10 hour flight, and we are mixing with the kuffar all the time. We are all with the kuffar, and all that effect is falling on us. But we don't feel anything. So anyway, namaz is that gift of Allah that is food for the soul. And when the food will come in the soul, and the food will become alive, then and the food, now the soul will take over. Life will be in charge again. Over dead. The soul is life. Body is death. Dead. Body got nothing. No, it's got no qualities. As soon as the ruh is gone out, the body is finished. It can't do a thing. You can't even pull, your eyelids can't come down also. You can't even take out your tongue a little from you. You can't do anything. Life is the ruh. Life is not the body. But we all thinking body is the life. And the ruh we don't see. It's not in our, it doesn't come in our calculations or anything. Ruh has nothing. So we don't feed even the ruh. We are only feeding the body and making the body control the ruh. So it is our duty that we feed the ruh. And Allah gave us the best of food, namaz. And in namaz, the main cause are the faraiz. Then Allah put the wajibat, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, sunnat-ghair-mu'akkada, nafal, mustahabbat, all that Allah, what a meal Allah gave us. But we are not taking that meal. This is to make us conscious we have come here. And we are saying we want ta'alluq with Allah. We want to give up guna. This is what we have to do. Make our namazes namaz. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. In short, namaz will save you from every guna. Whatever guna there can be, you make effort on your namaz. And then see how namaz will save you. You won't have to save yourself from guna. Your namaz, your defense will be there. Your bodyguards will be there to protect you. You won't have to protect yourself. You must just live it up. And your bodyguards will protect you. Make our namaz, namaz. Allah, give us tawfiq to understand what a great gift namaz is. And take it as a great gift, and with passion and with desire we make our namazes. Not just that we have to finish numbers. 4422 for Zohar. 444 Asar. Just my numbers I have to finish. No, a passion and a desire. And the desire we should make it that we come before time. Wherever you really want to be, you don't go dead on time. You go before time. And when you are finished, you like to sit still there. As long as you can, you would like to sit there. So this is how our namaz. Come early to the masjid. Try and sit as long as possible after the namaz. Not just that we come last minute, we are the last to come in and the first to go out. That shouldn't be the case. Allah, let us understand the great value and enjoyment and great gift of namaz which Allah has given us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.